Charter NI. They are a community organisation, a charity, should I describe them like that? That's what they are. They are a charity organisation. And what they do is they try to feed money that they're given by government into projects that will help the community. What's wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. It's what people should be trying to do. And there are many decent people in Charter NI. The controversy around Dee Stitt is because of his past and his present. He is a former member of the UDA, self-confessed former member of the UDA. Jimmy Birch is also in the management of Charter NI. He's an ex-Belfast UDA leader too. I'm currently looking at a photograph of Mr. Birch and Mr. Stitt, and there's someone standing in between the two of them in a photo call. Former Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers. So you look at that and many people will think to themselves, well, hold on a moment. You know, Northern Ireland, we have our past. And actually what's happening there is that these are people who are now reformed. These are people who have turned away from their past. These are people who are very much giving out a public message of what a peaceful future can be. And they're trying to do something about it. However, since the Brexit vote, Mr. Stitt has given an interview to the Guardian newspaper, which you can find on their site. And in that Guardian newspaper, he swears about the British government, and he talks about not the police defending a community. Well, why don't you listen to this all yourself, actually? Have a listen.
So obviously there's a lot of inter-community violence going on, do you know what I mean, within Republican communities and within loyalist communities, do you know what I mean? That's normal society. If you look at any society in London, Manchester, Liverpool, there's always going to be a big guy, do you know what I mean? There's always going to be somebody, a leader in that community, and there's always going to be somebody trying to depose that leader. In working class housing estates, you know, it's a jungle.
And the British government is doing enough to tackle that kind of violence,
not none? Inter-community violence? No, the British government doesn't give a about us. People see paramilitary structures, groupings as a negative. Some people see that as a negative, and they'll use that as a negative against loyalist communities. The structure's still there. They're involved in crime, they're involved in drugs, they're involved in racketeering, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? But loyalist groupings are doing some brilliant work, involved in community development, involved in running fruit bars. Loyalist groupings and loyalist community leaders keep drugs out of our communities, full stop, period. It's not here. North Down Defenders is our homeland security. You know, it says it in its name. We're here to defend North Down for Manny Boy.
That's your £30,000 a year chief executive officer of Charter NI, who has been getting support. Again, they are not referring to this video. I doubt they'd even heard it when they made these comments. But let's just run through some of the comments of endorsement for Mr. Stitt. We play you Gavin Robinson, what he said about Mr. Stitt on Tuesday night.
The gentleman you're talking about is playing an incredibly positive role in our community. And he's the CEO of an organisation which is transforming lives in East Belfast. And I think if we want to get some comfort, and the answer to Gary's question is no. No paramilitary organisation should be involved in community groups. But where you have individuals who are prepared to set aside their past, their history, the mistakes that they have made, and want to have a positive contribution in our society, then it's incumbent on me, and I think all of our political leaders, to make sure that space is there for them.
Martin O'Mueller from Sinn Féin on the social investment funding. Let's have a listen.
And we're going to meet people who, if they hadn't made a break with the past, there would have been many, many more people dead in this jurisdiction than there are today. People who resisted the whoosh of some people to retaliate, if that's a correct word, when British soldiers were killed in Mazarin, when prison officers were murdered, and when police officers were murdered. And they exercised, and Martin McAleese speaks about this, then senator, who spent a night on the phone to former loyalist paramilitaries, urging them to follow the path of peace. So I think it's easy to have to mock, to deride, to have this class bias against people from Sandy Row and other areas. But for me, I want to stand with the peacemakers. But I'll also say this. If anyone, whether they're white-collar crime or whether it's crime in a working-class area, if anyone misuses 1 cent or 1 penny of European funding, of central government funding, or of SIF funding, I will make sure they're brought to book. Just because you've had a past which is different from the members doesn't mean that you're not an upstanding member of society. So I want to stand with those who are moving into the future. The member, and I heard this earlier on, you want to push people back into their corners and into their box. There's no more corners, no more boxes in Belfast. It's a shared city, and I hope we'll all grow and share that society and city together.
And Martin McGuinness.
I don't have any doubt whatsoever that the UDA is in existence. The question is what role people who were formerly members of the UDA are playing within our society. I think there are people who are still in the UDA who play a very negative role. There are people who were formerly in the UDA who play a very negative role. And there are people who were formerly in the UDA who play a very positive role. I would like to think that in our dealings with people, we're working with people within society who are playing a positive role. On the Republican side, there are many ex-prisoners who have been convicted of many things, all of whom make a very powerful and positive contribution to developing communities, their capacity, and just as importantly, working cross-community with many individuals who previously would have been considered to be enemies. So we are a society in transition, and I know that it's the job of the opposition, if they get the opportunity, to score cheap political points. The main message here today is that there's a steering group in East Belfast made up of politicians from this House, statutory agencies, the business community, and others who would be deemed to be of the loyalist persuasion. The important thing for us is that every penny is spent properly, and thus far there has been no suggestion from anybody that anything other than that has been the case.
Well, Martin McGuinness, I have no knowledge, nor do I think that Martin McGuinness had heard the Guardian interview when he made those comments, and he was talking about Charter NI as an organisation. But it's absolutely in the public interest for us to look at who the chief executive officer is of Charter NI, because he is speaking publicly to national newspapers. So, Mr. McGuinness, this is the role that the chief executive officer of that organisation which you support, this is part of the role that he sees himself playing in Northern Ireland.
North Down Defenders is our homeland security. You know, it says it in its name. We're here to defend North Down from anybody.
Paul in Belfast, 030-30-80-55-55. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, my problem is Northern Ireland Charter, I never heard of it. Who started these people up? Where did they originate from?
Charter NI.
Charter NI. Who's behind them? I mean, really, how did the organisation come into being?
There are many decent people in it.
There may be many decent people in it, but where did it come from in the first place? You know, who started this organisation? Is it a loyalist front, as usual?
There's no evidence that it is.
Well, where did it come from? Name the people who started it up.
Well, the truthful answer to that is, I don't know. We can have a look,
exactly,
but I don't currently know.
So is it a secret organisation?
No, it is not a secret organisation. So there's no point getting into that, because no is the answer to that. There's nothing secret about it. And the money. Look, here's where the story is today. The money is regulated, okay? So Charter NI is not thrown a pile of money and then no one looks where it goes. The money is followed. The money is regulated. There are protocols to make sure that your money is being spent where it should be. Here's where the story is today, Paul.
I can hear.
But let me tell you this, and then I'll listen to you. Here's where the story is today. If you are going to be a chief executive of an organisation that is getting millions of pounds of public money, then you have a responsibility. And the responsibility is what you say in public and also what you do in public. Now, that interview that we've played today, is that a chief executive acting responsibly? Is that a chief executive who Arlene Foster is comfortable standing beside? To be fair to her, this interview was not in the public domain when Arlene Foster stood beside him. So my question to the DUP leader would be, would she stand beside him again? Does Gavin Robinson still feel that Mr. Stitt is playing, quote, an incredibly positive role in our community, transforming lives in East Belfast? Is Gavin Robinson wondering what Mr. Stitt is talking about when he talks about homeland security?
How many people from this organisation have you heard complaining about Mr. Stitt?
And then, and you know, I would say this about any chief executive, I would say this about anybody heading up any organisation. He's a chief exec, but he won't speak to you publicly.
Exactly.
On the air.
Who is behind this organisation? I asked the question again.
It was set up to help former ex-UDA prisoners.
By whom?
In 2000. I don't know.
Exactly.
But we'll find out.
You don't know and I don't know. And that question needs to be answered.
Mervyn Hollywood. Morning, Mervyn.
Morning, Stephen. I'm just wondering, what is the responsibilities in East Belfast to help the youth and unemployment, people who are unemployed? What is the councillors doing? What is the MLAs doing? And what is Mr. Robinson doing? If that area is in such a situation that it has to go to a group of people we don't know about, a former member of the paramilitary organisation becomes a chief executive. So what responsibilities lie with the councillors, MLAs and the MP?
What's your point?
Well, my point is, who's looking after the communities outside of Mr. D. Stitt? What are the councillors doing? What is the MLAs doing? They should be doing what Mr. Stitt's doing.
Well, look, it takes all different numbers of people, doesn't it?
Why? Why is that, Stephen? What is the councillor doing this morning?
I don't really see your point. What's your point?
My point is, what is the function of councillors in that area?
But what the function of Charter NI is to basically help to coordinate funding into these organisations, which will help socially deprived areas, which will help people who are unemployed, which may help people get a better education, get better opportunity in life. And again, I stress to you, and you heard Marcelo Mueller say it this morning, they will absolutely be taking a very, very sharp focus on where every single penny of the money goes. That's not the story. The story is, what responsibility have these people got, like Mr. Stitt, to speak on behalf of organisations which are getting millions of pounds of your money? What message are they sending out? What message did he send out in that Guardian interview to someone in his community that might be thinking to themselves, well, do you know what? I don't know whether to engage in violence or not. Do you know what? I don't know whether to be a good guy or not. I don't know whether to respect this society or not.
That's right, Stephen. But I'm asking you the question again. What are the responsibilities in that area for councillors, for MLAs? Why are they not doing this work? Why do we have to form a group of people 10 or 20 years ago, whenever, give the chief executive 30 grand a year? Why is there not councillors doing that? That's their job, to facilitate people in their areas. And MLAs are the same. Why are they not appointed onto it? Why are they not involved in helping people?
Well, I think there may be. I would need to look at the whole breakdown of Charter NI. I think that I'm pretty sure that someone in one of those clips there just said that there were politicians on the board or whatever.
Well, I would
We can have a look. We can have a look.
I would regrettably describe it as a shady organisation.
That is not. That is not. Hold on a moment. That is absolutely outrageously unfair.
No, it's not.
It is.
But hold on a minute. You're beginning to answer questions by asking. Let me tell you something. If the man who's on 30,000 a year cannot come to the studio to talk to you, or even in camera, there's something wrong. There's something wrong.
He has issued a pretty detailed statement to me. Now, this is before this video, before I knew about the video. It's when the Nolan Show was doing this on the television and radio, around about the 12th of October, round about that date. And he basically said, and this is from D-State personally, it's a pretty long statement. In fact, since we've talked about him for the last 30 minutes, why don't I read out all of his statement? Now, this is long, but let's be as fair to him as possible. And he says, over recent days, my name has been referred to in a number of BBC programmes. In that connection, I've been invited to participate in a pre-recorded interview with Stephen Nolan, but I've decided to decline that invitation. My reasons for doing so are that not being experienced in the television medium and engaging with a very experienced television presenter, I feel that the most effective way of conveying the very important messages concerning myself that I would wish to share would be best articulated in this written statement. For the purposes of clarity to viewers, I'm convinced that a thought-through briefing would be significantly more benefit than on-the-spot questions and answers. Mr. Stick continues, there have been two issues concerning myself which have been raised in BBC programmes over the past week, and I will address these in turn. One, my prison background and current position. My personal history is a matter of public record, but even before my release from prison, I resolved that my personal past would not determine my personal future. I also resolved that, as far as it would lie within my gift, I would, A, counsel members of my community to positively influence them in order to avoid involvement in the paramilitary life I had been part of, and B, contribute to the improvement in the lives of people in Protestant working class areas which for too long had been labelled as hard to reach and thereby failed to benefit from the economic regeneration being experienced in other areas in the East Belfast, North Down and Ards area. Mr. Stick continues, with others, I became part of an ex-prisoner association whose members had the same aspirations, ambitions and vision. From that, Charter NI was formed, and I became an integral part of progressing the transformation of those working class communities. Charter NI is now the driving force in my life, he says, and daily provides me with the opportunity to make a positive contribution to a peaceful and prosperous future for Northern Ireland, where paramilitary organisations are firmly in the past. I'm just going to stop there in this statement. I will read a little bit of it in a second or two. But remember the tone of this, this writing. Remember the words that he's used so far, and contrast that to these short words that he told a journalist very recently.
North Down Defenders is our homeland security. You know, it says it in its name. We're here to defend North Down from anybody.
Does this sit with the statement that he's written? Much is being made of my competence to manage an organisation in receipt of significant amounts of public monies because of my background. These questions reflect an unwillingness to receive the transformational experience which I've articulated above. They also fail to take into account the reliability, openness and transparency of the management of these monies during my time as CEO of Charter NI and the successful project outcomes which have been achieved. Our audited accounts over the years are a matter of public record, and those funding our work can vouch for the complete accuracy of each and every financial transaction. Two, my alleged role as an UDA commander. I have indicated above the calling I know I have to bring a positive influence within loyalist working class communities in East Belfast and North Down. That's a calling which I share with all those who created Charter NI 10 years ago. In the last 5 to 6 years, the Charter NI organisation, which I head up, has enabled those communities to move forward on the needy issues of community safety and community development, youth and employment and training. So I, with the others who share the vision and the established Charter NI model, are all instrumental in leading our communities by providing the response to the issues they face every day. In my position of CEO of Charter NI, I provide the most visible evidence of that leadership. Visible evidence of that leadership, Mr. Stitt. Do you want me to play the clip again? And I'm pleased that the direction of travel which Charter NI has taken has been wholeheartedly endorsed and supported by the communities. And he concludes, for several months allegations have been made about me being the UDA commander for North Down. But to the best of my knowledge, none of these allegations have been supported by evidence being presented to the PSNI. My position as CEO brings me into regular contact with senior police officers both in North Down and East Belfast. And I am pleased to confirm that I have never been accused by the authorities of the role which the allegations make against me. The persistence of these allegations in the media will not deflect me from the responsibilities which I carry out as CEO of Charter NI, nor from the responsibility which I feel towards the communities of which I'm a part. I suspect that the source of these allegations may be found among those who do not share the same values and vision to which I and my Charter NI colleagues are committed. In closing, I would wish to emphasise that the professional journey which I'm undertaking has been based on the academic qualifications which I've earned, a period of personal mentoring by a highly experienced and well-regarded public servant, and the guidance and direction of the board of Charter NI, who have brought a wide range of life and work experiences to myself, the staff team, and our organisation corporately. In spite of the media attention, which has focused largely on me, Charter NI continues to provide a positive and effective service at a community level to an exceptional standard, as verified by all independent scrutiny and monitoring. I hope, says Mr. Stitt, this statement goes to resolve any questions you may have. And he concludes it, D. Stitt, BSc Honours Chief Executive Officer. So, there's a man very much in that statement saying he has turned his life around and he's trying to do good things. So what I'm going to do today is leave you with what he told a national newspaper within the last 8 weeks.
So obviously there's a lot of inter-community violence going on, do you know what I mean, within Republican communities and within Loyalist communities, do you know what I mean? That's normal society. If you look at any society, London, Manchester, Liverpool, there's always going to be a big guy, do you know what I mean? There's always going to be somebody, a leader in that community, and there's always going to be somebody trying to depose that leader. In working class housing estates, you know, it's a jungle.
I think the British government is doing enough to tackle that kind of violence, not
none. Inter-community violence? No, the British government doesn't give a about us. People see paramilitary structures, groupings as a negative. Some people see that as a negative. And they'll use that as a negative against Loyalist communities. The structure's still there. They're involved in crime, they're involved in drugs, they're involved in racketeering, blah blah blah. You know what I mean? But Loyalist groupings are doing some brilliant work, involved in community development, involved in running fruit bars. Loyalist groupings and Loyalist community leaders keep drugs out of our communities, full stop, period. It's not here. North Down Defenders is our homeland security. You know, it says it in its name. We're here to defend North Down. For Maliboy.